Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. The mountains are one of the few staples of the world, large, unmovable, and in many ways unconquerable. To climb a mountain represents the ultimate sense of conquering something much vaster than yourself. Today's story comes to us from across the Atlantic, in the beautiful country of Italy, from our storyteller Sal, who has a story for us today of humor and miracles atop a mountain. Here's Sal.
Hello there, guys. My name is Sal. I'm from Palermo, Italy, although right now I live in Rome, Italy, which is very nice. So I am about to share a story with you that happened a few years ago. This story is very interesting because I was with a friend of mine and we decided to go on a hike one day, and it's a pretty adventurous experience. And so I usually tell this experience when, you know, I want to have a laugh, but also when I share something serious, you know, with some friends about what can happen in when you go for a hike. And I'll start with the story. So one day, it was a winter day. My friend Alex and I, we decided to go for a hike. It was pretty unplanned. We didn't have a lot of gear with us, you know, and so we decided to stop at a specific point. We parked our car, and then we slowly started to hike towards a mountain. Interestingly enough, we didn't follow a specific path. We just decided to, it wasn't a free climbing as such, but eventually it kind of like ended up being a free climbing. But before that, it's very interesting because when you start, you know, like climbing a mountain or walking a mountain, whatever you want to say, you know, it's pretty interesting because like the very beginning it was like a normal walk. It felt as a normal walk, and then all of a sudden things started to change, and we were walking like I will say probably something like inclination, you know, was different. So at some point we had to, you know, be balanced and not to fall. After a while, you know, things like got pretty interesting, and it was simply, you know, hard to go back to it. So we were like too high, and there was like a cliff behind us, you know. So we were like in trouble because like the weather started to become like really bad. It would get really bad, and I was starting raining, and it was windy and pretty cold actually. So we good thing is like my friend Alex, he had brought like a type of texture, whatever you call it, that to protect ourselves from rain, you know. And so we some point we stopped and we tried to protect ourselves from rain, from the wind, you know. But it was very tragic because we were like in a point where like if you would have done like a wrong, if you would have walked, you know, to a certain point, then you could have fell down the cliff, you know, we could have died basically. So we were stuck and we couldn't see anything because the view, you know, it became really, really bad because of the fog. You know, the fog set in, so we couldn't see anything. So we didn't know the end of the mountain. We didn't know where, like, the end of the mountain was, you know. So it was pretty, pretty hard. And so we, I remember we filmed, I don't know where the filming is, but we filmed a video where we were saying, you know, goodbye to our families and friends, because like we're like, oh, this is it, you know, this is pretty intense, you know. And all of a sudden we decided to And my friend Alex, he belongs to another church, you know, and he's a Christian too. But we decided to pray. So he offered a prayer, and I then offered a prayer as well. And to our astonishment, after the prayer, you know, the skies just opened, you know. It was interesting, though, that before that, we had called the, you know, the rescue service, you know, which in Italy is free. You don't have to pay for it. It's not like in the States where you pay for it. But that's kind of a good thing. So we called for the rescue service. We tried to tell them where we were, but we were in trouble still. But after the prayer, then the skies opened, and then we saw the end of the mountain, which it wasn't too far away from us. So we literally, you know, did a little bit of free climbing, and we reached the very top of the mountain. And then once we reached the you know, the summit of the mountain, we found out that there was like a plane, you know, it was pretty plain on top of the mountain on the other side. And we saw animals, we saw some bulls, you know. And we had knives with us, even though I don't think it was a very smart thing to scream at the bulls or stuff like that. That's what we did. We were like euphoric. We were alive. So we were like, okay, we can do it, whatever it takes. You know, we won't be scared to face the bulls, or they you know, flee away, you know, they ran away from us. And then we eventually started walking down a path that was going to lead us, we didn't know where. All of a sudden, we saw like these park rangers approaching us, you know, and they basically, you know, gave us a ride down the mountain. And it was interesting, kind of funny, like the conversation we had with the rangers, where like the, you know, in Italian, God is Dio. And the guy was saying, like, you know, Dio, so God. And if you, it's very simple to understand God. So if you remove the D from the, because God, as I said before, in Italian, is like D-I-O. You say, like, if you remove the D from the D-I-O, then you will obtain the Io, which means me, I. So he said, it's simple. God, it's I. You know, I am God. You know, that's what the guy said. And we always like laughed about what the guy was saying, because it was pretty funny, you know, that he described himself as God. And but and they didn't believe us at the very beginning. I mean, they were like, so yeah, you're saying that you were there and you said a prayer and all the sky opened. They thought we were kind of like crazy, you know. They didn't believe us as we shared our spiritual experience. But I think what we learned from that experience is like that, first of all, you have to be careful when you try to venture to a new adventure, when you do like crazy things without planning, without, you know, being prepared, you know. So if you do something like that and you're not prepared, then you're gonna face the consequences. And sometimes consequences can be even deadly, you know, if you do the wrong choice. But also, like, on a spiritual note, it was pretty interesting how literally, for those who believe, you know, when we address ourselves to God, and you know, he's always there for us. And in that case, I'm very happy that he answered our prayers and we managed to be safe, you know. And it's a story that we always tell to people when, you know, we want to, first of all, make them laugh about our, you know, craziness of, you know, going to the mountains without, you know, planning anything. And then, you know, on the other end, we always, you know, share this experience to strengthen people's, you know, beliefs in God and in, you know, their faith and stuff like that. So it was pretty, pretty interesting as an experience. And another thing I remember when the rangers were looking for us, that was funny, because Alex at that time had a girlfriend, and the girlfriend thought that we were like with a car, Like, let's say we had a yellow car, but then we had a red car. So they were looking for the yellow car when we came with the red car. So that was pretty funny as well. And so that's the experience. Pretty simple, but I hope you guys will enjoy it. Thanks for listening.
This story arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Sal, for sharing his story. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.